Hey, New Life. Have you ever been in a situation that just seems hopeless, unwinnable? Maybe it's a financial loss, a loss of a job. Maybe it's a doctor's prognosis. Maybe it's brokenness in your family or marriage. The day that Jesus was crucified was a pretty dark day. And so many had pinned their hopes on him. We even hear this with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, that we had hoped that he was the one that would redeem Israel. And yet here, the brutality and the viciousness of Roman rule is breaking down upon him. Hopeless. That's the final chapter, right? But Jesus went to the cross convinced of a faithful God who, even in the midst of the darkest moment, the greatest hopelessness the world has ever experienced, God can step in. And so we find Jesus crying out from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? He's quoting Psalm 22. No, he's not saying that God turned his back on him. No, he's not saying that he was forsaken by God on the cross. Rather, Jesus, like many Jewish sages, quotes the first part of the verse, knowing that his audience is filling in the rest. Psalm 22 begins with the psalmist feeling abandoned, rejected by God, crushed by those around him. But it ends with the psalmist's vindication and God's deliverance. Jesus' cry from the cross is not despair. It's not even him feeling in that moment that God had forsaken him. It's in that moment of hopelessness, a profound statement of faith. His final words, he quotes Psalm 31, "Into your hands I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, faithful God." Jesus never lost sight of God. No matter how dark the moment got, no matter how hopeless it seemed, he believed that if he was faithful, God would be faithful as well. And the same God who raised Jesus from the dead is the same God that we serve. So no matter what moment of hopelessness and despair you find yourself in, no matter how dark the night seems, never forget, God does not abandon us. God is with us. God will deliver us, and God will redeem us.